This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know, a lot of times you will get the question, you know, should we worship God out of fear? This concept of taqwa, should we fear Allah Azza wa Jalla? Should we fear His hellfire? Isn't that self-serving if we worship Him out of that emotion? And the answer is Allah Azza wa Jalla commands for us to fear Him throughout the Quran. One of the most vivid examples of that, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, لَهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ وَمِنْ تَحْتِهِمْ ظُلَلٌ ذَلِكَ يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَهُ يَا عِبَادِ فَاتَّقُونَ. Very explicitly, Allah Azza wa Jalla describes the hellfire. He says, they'll have canopies of fire above them and they'll have canopies of fire below them. It is through that Allah threatens His slaves. يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِبَادَهُ. Allah is inducing fear in His slaves with that threat. يَا عِبَادِ فَاتَّقُونَ. Oh my slaves, so fear me. And so that's very explicit from Allah Azza wa Jalla. And that doesn't mean that we should not have love of Allah Azza wa Jalla or that we shouldn't have hope in Allah Azza wa Jalla. There's a balance. Ibn Qayyim, he says about, you know, the heart of a believer, that it's like a bird. Fear and hope are the wings and love is the heart. But the point is that we do not underestimate the correcting nature of fear. That when you fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, that is what will propel you to stay away from His prohibitions, as well as to do that which Allah Azza wa Jalla has obligated on you. And it is an important aspect of our worship, and we shouldn't neglect it, and we should learn to be of the people of taqwa.